Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ladies Night Podcast. You are listening to Lauren Enchanted, Miss Lex, and Nika Neek. And we are in full swing of mommy mode this weekend. We have every child that we have up in this piece. Sometimes we are lucky and we can, you know, get other people to take them. But today we decided to let them come in. And you know what? They're actually playing very well together. It's always a gamble when you bring your kids with other kids. I know Hunter is and we're dodging balls as they throw them this way. I know that Hunter sometimes cries when she gets around other kids. But she's just playing and everybody's just playing. So this week we are talking about dating in 2017 and all the things that we have dealt with dating. I'm sure we'll have some horror stories, and I'm sure we can talk about some good stories too. You know, the lows, pros, cons, different hoes and area codes, all of that, which I ain't got no right now. Maybe y'all do. So I know, right? But before we get into that, how was everybody's week?
It's going good so far. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Ain't got nothing to hump.
I know, right? It's hump day. Ain't got nothing to hump. She threw that in real quick. Lex, how has your week been?
It's been okay, other than work. Work has been very stressful.
Right.
Working with middle schoolers.
Right.
I'm just ready for them to be out of school. May 25th can't come fast enough. And then my vacation's June 1st, so I'm just trying to push away.
Right, I know.
just keep pushing. Other than that, my grandma's with me for the week. She had eye surgery yesterday, but she's doing really good, and her birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She's gonna be 77.
But she fine, y'all. She get her little cat daddy. She really wanted to, but okay. She just ain't looking for one.
Sunday's best. Let me tell you.
But other than that day, we just gonna trying to make it to vacation.
I know, right? And Mother's Day is this Sunday too. So yes. Hopefully we all get blessed with at least a hug and a handshake, or you know.
That's about all I'm gonna get.
I know, right? That's why I said I probably ain't getting much.
I'm hoping for $20.
Right. Something. Shoot.
Just
something.
A little something, you know.
But okay, so we're talking about dating this week. So I wanna know, when was the last time you guys went on a date? Was it good? What were the good parts about it? You know what I mean? Do you like the guy? Was it a hell to the no? You know?
I went on a date about a month ago. It was nice. He was a gentleman. We went to Bakersfield downtown. And they ran out of chairs. But they had one chair left. And he let me sit down while he stood up. He walked me to my car afterwards.
10 brownie points for being
a gentleman. He was a gentleman. But, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. We just didn't mesh like that. As you know, we tried to keep the conversation going, but I was like, it just didn't flow the way I wanted it to.
I know. Well, you have to force it sometimes. It gets awkward. And it's just like, dang it, you know?
Yeah, I don't ever want to have to like force chemistry. You know, like, I believe in giving people a chance, but if it's just not there, it's just not there. Right? Full mommy mode, y'all. Full mommy mode.
Oh, I hit pause real quick. Because nobody was saying nothing.
That was good. Like, good. You move quickly.
Oh, actually, I didn't hit pause. Sorry. So, I guess we recorded that. But that's okay. I thought we did. We thought we were cool. But anyway, Alex, when was the last time you went on a date?
I was gonna say, I kind of talked about it briefly last time, but it was about a week ago. But, yeah, still nothing has developed, still in the same mindset. Date was cool, conversation was cool, but still just wasn't enough for me to go back. I haven't been on another one since, but I'm hoping a new one will come around sooner rather than later. Still got some people I'm talking to. Unfortunately, they just don't live here, so that's the downside of that. But one of them has promised me a steak dinner, so I'm waiting for my steak dinner.
You just want a free meal?
Exactly. You know, I just want to, you know, just feed me. Like, just feed me a good meal. You got me. I'm good.
I know, right? So I'm trying to think on the last time I went on a date. You know what? I went on a date. What was that? Last Thursday. A guy from work did take me out for drinks. And you know what? We did have... I know, I forgot about that.
Okay, from work.
Right? But and you know what? Normally, I don't even like to date people that I work with because I just feel like it's a disaster waiting to happen. But you know what? We had a really good conversation. And maybe alcohol always makes the conversation better. Mm-hmm. And we, you know what I mean? But we was just like, he was talking about his life. And I was talking about my life. And it was just very... I'm sorry, y'all. Lex just got hit in the face by a ball. Malik has some, he got an arm on him, girl. But anyway, the chemistry flowed very well.
I'm going to go to the eye doctor next.
I know, right? It was very conversational. But like you said, Nika, I don't think it's going to work because it's just like our lives are in two very different places. And, you know, we're different ages. And even though I kind of like older guys sometimes, it's just like, I ain't gonna be able to do this. You know, you're nice, but I just...
You're just, like, too different.
Right, right. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, I'll go on another date soon. I finally got a decent babysitter situation.
Yes!
You know, we talked about not having a good one last week, so I finally got that popping off. So, I'm, like, all summer 17.
Yeah!
Turn up on the D? No, I'm just kidding. It won't be on the D. I'm gonna turn up, but it won't be on the D.
It's okay if you do that.
It's all right. It's
all right. Free ladies in here.
There you go.
So, what was your worst date ever?
Oh my gosh. It was a blind date.
Who set you up?
My dad's ex-wife. I still call her my stepmom. So, my stepmom. And, you know, she... Right.
She tried.
She thought it was going to be good because he was good with his hands. He had a lot of resources.
He was good with his hands? Wait a minute.
How she know? How she know?
Now, wait a minute.
Which I wouldn't like that.
See, baby.
So, basically, his uncle tagged along with us all night, his 45-year-old uncle.
That's weird.
He pointed out my negative personality traits all night.
Oh.
We went to the movies.
I hate men like
that. We went
that.
Out to eat, and then we went to the movies, and he fell asleep at the movies and was snoring in my ear.
Oh,
so,
not snoring.
Was he drinking?
No, he was sober, knocked out in the movies. Like, I kept trying to say, let's go. Because we went to go see the Madea movie, and it was boring anyway. He was like 26.
He got sleep.
I know. My mom falls asleep in the movie, but she's older. You know, turn out the lights and she's
I only
done.
Fall asleep in the movie if it's, like, literally boring. Or I went, wow, floating on cloud nine. But other than that, like, that's yeah.
Right. So why did his uncle come?
Because
I'm sorry, I have a million questions.
Chaperone?
Right. He was supposed to be on a date, but he got stood up by his date, so he was a little bitter, and he tagged along with us all night. I sat in the back seat of the car, and the date was horrible. After the date, the next day, he texted me, and he said, sup. S-U-P.
Not sup.
Right, not I had a nice time with you last night.
Right, nothing. Sup. I have a college degree.
Right.
So, if you cannot form a sentence, how are you doing? Three words?
At least give me what?
That's four words. But, yeah. And so, I never responded, and I haven't talked to him since. And man. I'm fine with that.
Oh, as she picks up her glass of water.
You got it. Yeah, that deserves a sip.
Right? No, he didn't. First of all, backseat, your uncle...
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot of Facebook posts. I'm sorry, Alex, I'm trying to cut you off.
Oh, you're fine.
But telling men, stop putting your bros before your woman. And even though you weren't his woman, it's just right. Like, you're a 26-year-old man.
Me?
Right. Tell your unk, I'm sorry, unk, call another woman. You 45, you should have a phone full.
But I was going to say, like, not even that he let the uncle tag along. Why are you tagging along with your 26-year-old nephew on a date?
Right.
That's an issue. You probably dodged a bullet because if the uncle got issues somewhere along the line, the family church would have came out.
That's what I said. They a weird family. And I know a lot of 45-year-old men and around that age. And like I said, they all got women.
And I
it's not a problem.
Because before the date, right, like I said, it was a blind date. He FaceTimed me before the date. And his uncle took the phone. Like, what are you doing? I said, he's not coming on the date with us, is he? And he said, no. So he came and got me, and when I got in the car, he opened up the back door, and I saw his uncle in the front seat, and I was like, I thought you said he wasn't coming.
Girl, I'm glad you made it home safely. That would have made me a little nervous.
I really was. I was a little bit under the influence, which is probably the only reason that I actually made it all the way through the date, but
right.
I was so ready to go, y'all. Oh my gosh.
I feel you. Lex, what was your worst date?
My worst date was one like in high school, and it's crazy. And it's funny. It's like I think because I just don't go on dates that often. That's like the one worst date I could think of. Like, yeah, like this was bad. I had met the guy. I was going to return a video, to the family video, and the guy saw my Steeler jersey, and we got to talking and exchanging numbers. He didn't go to my high school, but he was like the same age as me. I think he went to one of them. the type of schools where, you know, they didn't have a rough past and they trying to get their life together.
One alternative schools.
Yeah, alternative schools. Some we had back at home. I can't remember the name of it. I know. But, you know, you try to give people a chance and he seemed really nice, like, really trying to work on himself, you know. And so, of course, my mom was like, so who this boy? What's his name? Da, da, da.
Right.
And, you know, I was like, well, mom, he's like, he's a Steelers fan. She was like, okay, I give him a little bit of a pass. So I ended up having to drive because he didn't have a car. Mm-hmm. But my mom didn't mind.
It'd be like that.
I had to have two friends chaperone, but they weren't like right up underneath us. We were on one side of the theater. They were on the other side. We went to see Max Payne, and it was just, and it was, this is how you know I'm just like, because on the phone our conversation was cool, but then we get in person and it's awkward just the whole time, completely right. awkward, and we're just like, so about this weather,
right?
Yeah, about the Colts, you know, just like right. just right. trying to come up with topics, and it's just we're in the theater, you can tell he's nervous, like, do I put my arm around her? And he did, and he took it away, and it just was like...
He probably started falling asleep, you know?
Maybe, I don't know.
He thought he was going to be cool until his arm started tingling.
And it was so, it was just, I was like, yeah. So then I, after the date, it was like, yeah, nice, you know, nice time. Right. But we never spoke again, and then like years later, I ran into him at Walmart, and I was just home for a weekend.
Damn.
And when I say...
He was the one that got away?
No, not at all. He was the one I'm glad that went away.
And you right. also dodged the bullet.
Yeah, I also dodged the bullet. He looked really dirty and scrungy, and somehow he recognized me, and I'm looking at him like,
who are you?
Who are you? And the thing is, he looked like he was like a little Blasian, you know, maybe? I don't know. Or maybe he was Asian, but was down for the culture. I don't know, but he just looked like life had been treating him rough. So I hope now, hopefully, wherever he is, he's got himself together, whatever was going on. But yeah, definitely got your boat on that one. Yeah.
Damn. I'm trying to think of what the worst date I've had. And it's hard because I really have not been on a date since, well, these couple I've been on these past few weeks. And then, what was my worst date?
Have you had that many worst dates?
No, I haven't had a lot of dates, and I haven't had any that many that were bad. I'm trying to think. I had a boyfriend in high school that was also my boyfriend in college. And I think our first date was pretty awkward. It wasn't, I would probably say that was my worst, not because it was bad, just because I didn't really know what to do. And I don't think he really knew what to do, so it was just kind of like Lex said, it was just kind of like we're sitting there.
Yeah.
We don't really know what to say, you know. I think we went to Jillian's downtown and then went to the movies. But the funny thing about that is we made out all night, even though we couldn't figure out the conversation.
Ain't no talking, bitch.
I know, right?
We don't know what to talk about. Let's kiss.
Right. But I'm trying to think. It's been a while since I've been on a date. And then, I don't know. I was with Hunter's dad for like a year, and then I was doing my thing single when she was born. So it's just like it's been a very long time. So what do you guys not like about dating in 2017, or like, you know?
I think is that the too many options. I told y'all I got on Soul Swipe. Did you get your Soul Swipe, Lauren?
I did not make my Soul Swipe. I need to.
You slip.
I know, right? I'm busy.
I had some pretty good matches on Soul Swipe, but it's just too many options. I had about 4 or 5, and then I just get bored and get on there and start swiping, and somebody will send me a message.
Right.
And right when I think I'm ready to just kind of narrow it down with the matches that I have, I'm like, oh, let me see what he's talking about. It's just too many options.
Right.
And you never know who else DMs they sliding in because
That's true.
All the options.
I don't know if I mind all the options that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never really took the time to explore and really, like, date around. And so now that I'm actually meeting people... You're not going to take a bath. Can you please walk away? But now that I'm actually taking time to walk, like, actually date and date around and see what's out there, I actually like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm just like, this is actually fun. And I like having the options because it's just like I can narrow it down. But the part that I don't like is it's just like it seems like they're all really nice and they all have things going for them. And it's just like... Okay, everybody, so we did take a slight break there, but we are coming back in, and like I said, this week we are talking about dating in 2017. So, Lex, I don't know if you got to answer, but what do you like about dating now versus how you think dating was 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Something that I have changed my mind up on that I used to not like, but that I like now is, I think the idea of having options.
I just said that.
Yeah. And I think it's because, like, I was the person that's like, I believe in monogamy. I believe in being committed to one person. But I realized how in the dating phase, how that can get you caught up. And messed
right.
up.
Right.
So it's like now that I've decided to change my approach, I don't feel as much pressure. Right. I don't feel like I'm not so pressed to know, okay, so is this guy the one? Like, what are we doing? What's going on? Like, should I be, okay, he ain't texting me back. Like, why I ain't heard from him? Okay, this was going good here. Now it's not. I don't understand what's going on. Like,
right.
I'm not so worried and asking a whole bunch of questions. Right. If it starts off good, he fall off. Okay, yeah, that sucks. But then, like, I get over it. You know, I've been able to just, like, okay, you know, let it go and move on because not only is there probably other people I may be talking to or entertaining, there's still, like, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Like,
right.
So I'm just opening myself up more to exploring those options. And I do like the different approach I've had as far as when it comes to dating now. And I used to think people taking their time was like, okay, maybe, you know, like, not saying we shouldn't take our time. I definitely don't believe in rushing. But I was like, okay, why is it taking y'all a year to actually be together? But I see why a lot of people are doing that. Because if you're in different places in your life, you're trying to figure this out, but you know you don't want to let this person go.
Nah, that's too long.
Yeah. A year? Today?
Well, you know,
it's, or you gave me before?
Like, a year today before, like, you officially get together.
That is a long time.
A long time. But my best friend, her and her current boyfriend, they dated like for a year, and even in the beginning of that year they were still talking, entertaining to other people before,
right? That's why I wonder how
exclusively
long.
They were like, okay, we're only talking to each other.
But it took them a year to become exclusive.
It did, but they're happy.
Like, I mean, I get that, but
they're absolutely, there's another couple I know, they just got engaged from IU. I think they did the same from my school. They did like the same thing I heard or something, right? Like that.
But I mean, that's an interesting point. Number mm-hmm. one, I like that you said that we have options. I feel like it's definitely more fun now
mm-hmm.
than it was when I just felt like, you know, I need to be a good girl that only talks to one guy at one time. Mm-hmm. It's yep. definitely more fun because I don't feel the pressure to, like, make this one thing work. You know what I mean? I can, like,
mm-hmm.
enjoy myself and just be out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the other thing you said I was about to comment on? This wine.
I said having the options and, like, I see the benefits in taking your time. Like, for another person, a year may be too long, but I think it just depends on the people. Like, they had an understanding and they genuinely wanted to take the time. And at the same time, my best friend, she had just got out of like a long-term relationship, so she was not rushing at all. So it worked out.
And see, I think that sometimes we like rush stuff because we say, oh, I'm not gonna waste this X amount of my mm-hmm. time, and then it goes nowhere, blah blah blah. But you know, I'm a server, and I waited on a couple the other night, and it was their anniversary, and I was like, oh, well, how long have you guys been together? And the lady made sure, she said, we've been together for 42, but married for 30.
Woo.
So that's 12 years, yes, of a relationship.
And you know, that's common within the black folks. People playing house for 10 plus years and then decide to get married.
Now, I can't say I'm going to give somebody 12 years of my life, but at the same time, obviously, they've been married for 30 years, so they definitely got to know each other, got to like. So I just feel like we can sometimes put unrealistic short amount of time on it because we know our biological clock is ticking as women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We know that we want to have XYZ in place by the time we're 30, 32. You know what I mean? We
and we don't want to look desperate either. Like, we're just waiting around for this man to propose.
Right.
And then we, like, people looking at you like, girl, when are you going to propose yet? Like, why aren't y'all married yet? And you sit up here like,
yeah. But we cool. We chilling.
I was with somebody for 8 years.
Damn.
Ooh, that's a long time.
And look at me now, single. Got nothing to show for but my two beautiful children.
Yes,
I mean, that's true. Children. But, I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Because, I mean, 8 years, you were with one person, you have two kids to show for. Some girls been with nobody for 8 years, but they've been with everybody for 8 years. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, they've been single for 8 years, but they've been around for 8 years. So it's just
and got helly kids by helly names.
And that's it. So it's just like,
No judging, no shame, but we gotta call a spade a spade.
Right? So it's like, of course you have two kids, and that, for a lot of men, maybe that's something that they, you know, would feel some way, type of way about dealing with. But I would say you spent your 8 years wisely because you were with one person, you went to school, you know what I mean?
It's if you're like a high school sweetheart type thing, like that's completely understandable.
We were engaged at one point, but I'm really glad we didn't get married.
I say I know a couple from my hometown that were high school sweethearts. He was older, and even after he graduated high school, like they stayed together first, and they have a daughter. They're together now, and they're not even like. I haven't seen them announce any engagements, but it's like nowadays people are just, they're not rushing, which in a good way, because things are different than back then, you know, like, we have before, like, perfect example, before a bachelor's was everything. A bachelor's ain't shit now. Excuse my French while the kids are here, but it's the truth. Like, now you have to get your master's. You gotta think about going back to school and getting these extra certifications. Like, it's like you have to do more just to get to the place where you can even say, I am established enough to now think about marriage. Like, it's just, it's different standards and it's a different time now. So I think we have to take all of that into consideration, you know. Our parents were able to get credit cards at 18. Now they're talking about, well, you're too much of a risk because you don't have enough credit in your name. And we got student loans. So that's posing on the credit scores as well. And nobody's trying to bring a whole bunch of debt into marriage. So there's a lot more factors, definitely.
Unfortunately. So since we're talking about, like, dating multiple people at one time and having the options, do y'all think monogamy is dead?
It's not dead, but it takes mugs a long time
to get to
actually want to be involved with it.
No, it's definitely not dead. I think it's just, like you said, the difference. So, we might have mentioned this before, I can't remember. But, like, on Sex and the City, at the time, that was, like, the 90s. So, monogamy was, like, everything. Like, trying to get to that one person to just be with. And I think one episode, they was like, monogamy is dead. Everybody's being free and all that stuff. And but even then, they were still trying to be monogamous. Like, just be able to say, I have this title or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. Now, it's like, yeah, eventually we want monogamy, but we're cool with not getting to it so fast. Like, it's okay if we don't get to it, like, right away. Because I know personally for me, when I become monogamous, I want to make sure that I'm being monogamous with the right person. Like, I'm going to be pissed if I find out I just wasted my time.
Yeah, I don't think monogamy is dead because I think at the end of the day, most men still, like, want to be exclusive with one woman. It might take them a long time to, you know what I mean, let go of their typical player ways or, you know what I mean, or to decide who that one woman is going to be. But I don't think men want to wash away with a monogamy. And I don't think women want to either. That's the obvious given because we always just want that one. But I think, like I said, it just takes a long time for you to get there. But on the other hand, you know, there have been a rise in people who will share a relationship. Like, you always see the pictures on Facebook.
Like, Taz's Angels and all those people.
Who are Taz's Angels?
Who are they?
Right, you have to break that down.
I think he's a guy and he has multiple girlfriends. They're kind of like Black Sister Wives.
Okay.
Oh, that's like Rob and Jasmine, who's claiming that Kirk is her father, and then there's the other girl, I can't remember her name, they're on a relationship together.
That's weird. Is that off of Love and Hip Hop?
Yes.
I haven't watched it in like...
Yeah, so it's like, literally it's like Rob was with Jasmine before he went to jail. While Rob was in jail, that's when Jasmine got with Kirk. But at the same time, Kirk also smashed the other girl.
Wait, Kirk and Rashida's husband?
Yes.
Is he still married to Rashida?
Oh, they're divorcing apparently. Or they're at least separated.
After his mama ran over, after her mama ran over the motorcycle.
Well, no, they got back together. Like, things were doing very well. But then he decided to act the fool again. So then when Rob came back from out of jail, because apparently I guess Kirk knew that the baby was his, but he'd been denying it. And he gave her money for it, but was like, here's money and I'm out. So when Rob came back from jail, he knew the situation, but has been helping her take care of the baby while also having this other girl. In the relationship, they're like in a three-way relationship. That's I think they all live together, and Jasmine's like, it's cool with me because I like girls too. So I'm just like, okay, this is gonna be interesting to tell your kids one day.
Right, that's my only thing because it's like I think I said last time that I have thought about the idea of a threesome or whatever with my husband. But that's the only thing about polygamy. It's like it just seems like it will get so messy in some way. You know what I mean? It's just like, damn,
somebody gonna get fatal attraction at some point.
Okay, we sharing the dude because I doubt two dudes would have tried to be with one woman, even though that wasn't some movie. But I know it is. I mean, we'll talk about that one day too. But I feel like dudes obviously aren't going to share their girl with another dude. But two women will share a dude. But it's just like at some point that one of those women is probably gonna be like, okay, we doing this, so I'm gonna invite my own little situation. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it just seems like it has the potential to be too messy for me anyway. Yeah,
because for one, girls can't get along.
Right.
Girls can't get along.
You know what?
And it'll become a competition after a while.
Right. Mm-hmm. It will.
Because then what if, say, y'all have one of your little nights and I'll be like, man, that shit was amazing. Oh, not you. What you did was amazing. I ain't like the way you did. Because then you start bringing insecurity in. Right. And now I got to keep up with do what she did.
Right.
And then for the man, if the two women run off together, that hurts the man's ego. Like, damn, I had two women. Right.
And I want enough to do one of them.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And I need a lot of attention, affection, and probably a lot of sex, too.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, you just busted enough 5 minutes ago. You probably aren't going to be able to satisfy me as well.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This that would be a clear problem for me. I probably couldn't do it. And then I'm needy. I need you to listen to my day. And if you have to listen to two women complain about their day,
and then like, you know, depending on what's going on,
okay,
depending on what's going on in their lives, what if one of them starts going through a whole bunch of stuff? So then they're going to need extra support. And then it's like, what if the other person start going through a whole bunch of stuff? Then you got to divide your time.
Then what if you start going through stuff? Then we all three going through.
Everybody going through. So then nobody can be there for each other. The kids is tripping. It's just too many variables.
I'd rather just keep it simple and deal with your problems and our kids' problems than write another adult.
Exactly.
So where do you meet guys? Do you ever like online date? Do you meet them at the club? Meet them at the library? Church?
I told y'all I got a soul swipe.
No, look for Miss Nika. No, I'm just kidding. You're going to be getting all kind of taps now, girl.
Right. But you know what? People have been sliding in my DMs more.
Okay.
And they never used to. I'm like, okay.
All right. I swear. Turn up.
I might need to ask Nika for some tips because I got back on soul swipe this week. And I tried adjusting my little location because it seems like, okay, I don't think a lot of people on that know about it, so you don't get many selections from here. Then you expand, and I'm like, okay, it's all these niggas from Cincinnati. Okay, let's expand a little more. Okay, hella niggas from Chicago. I don't want to drive too far, so right. I'm going to have to ask Nika for some tips on what I need to do and put in there.
We'll get it together.
I did get a match on there, though, when I was on there the other day. So I might still got a little juice on there. We'll see.
But besides there, like, do you guys do, like, Black People Meet, Christian Mingle?
I thought about doing Match.com. I did Plenty of Fish, and it was plenty of nothing.
I know, right?
I had Tinder, but I'm about to delete because I just every time I get on, I'm swiping left more than I swipe right. And, like, I had, like, 20 matches on there, and I only talked to 5 of them, and they literally all sort of just fell off completely. So, yep, Tinder wasn't successful. As far as meeting them, I would like to meet more guys, like, when I go out. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that doesn't happen, because I've been looking good.
Right.
And I don't have, like, the resting, the RBF, you know, the resting face where I look all mean and stuff. At least I don't think I do.
Right.
I feel like I'm pretty approachable, so, and I'm very sociable, so I just be wondering, okay, why is it that you don't? I don't meet guys as often as I go out. And I go out, like, on a pretty regular basis. Like, you know, when I have my free weekends, that's usually when I'm going to get out the house, I'm going to go out with friends, or I go with my line sisters. But I've met one guy I talked to. I met him at Buddha Lounge. That's the one, not even from here. He just happened to be here in town with work and went out with some buddies. That was my birthday.
Damn.
And it just, there was. And so, sometimes it's like a chance meeting.
Right.
Sometimes it could be like a mutual friend thing. I feel like for me, it's just random.
Yeah.
It's very random.
I have a funny Tinder story.
Ooh, do share, right?
So I met this guy on Tinder, and I was like, oh my God, he's so great. So we moved it from Tinder to the text messages to the FaceTimes. We went on a date. I found out he had a girlfriend.
What?
I was so sad.
Why?
My cash doll said that for everybody. I don't know why.
I mean, I know I'm asking you, but I'm just like, I hate that because it's like, how do you have all this free time?
Yes,
all this energy. You seem so happy to hear from me. And you know what I mean? It's like, just like nothing's going on.
He brought me lunch to my job and everything. Like,
he was really cool. So how did you find out he had the girlfriend, right?
It's a small world. Like, my sister knew somebody that he knew.
What? That is crazy.
I was like, that's awful.
That's usually how it goes. Somebody know somebody to know somebody to know them.
I know, but at least you knew somebody, because I was in a situation like that, and I lived in Evansville, so I didn't know anybody, because this is my hometown, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, damn, if I had known somebody, they probably, because Evansville's smaller than we are, so you know what I mean? It would have got around. But that's crazy. But I, you know, I don't understand, like, when guys have girlfriends. It's one thing if you just try to find a random bitch to fuck. Okay, maybe hop on Facebook in a DM and, like, you know, whatever you say to bitches to get the fuck. Right, exactly. You're FaceTiming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a whole new level.
That is. And my thing is, as the girlfriend, I would be pissed because it's just like, sir, why don't you just break up? If you're really not happy, just let's just break up. Don't put me through all that trying to find out that you cheating or trying to cheat. You got a whole nother person on the side.
Right.
I would, if we're just really not happy, I'd rather us just break up. I will respect you a whole lot more versus me finding out that you lying and creeping.
Right. Me too. Me too. I'm trying to think where I meet guys, and I really don't know. I had a plenty of fish for a while. Deleted that because it's just, I don't know, something wrong with the people in Plenty of Fish. It's just like they either got out of jail or it's a truck driver that's here from out of town. Or, you know what I mean? It's just somebody trying to fuck, or they want to preach to you about how to live your life.
The whole tips.
Right? It's just like, this is
not. Trying to do too much too soon. Like, right. Hey, how you doing? Good. How are you? Nice to meet you. My name's sis. Okay, share a couple injuries. So can I have your phone number? What? Can we? Let's talk a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Unless the conversation is just really, really flowing on a really good vibe. Okay, we'll exchange.
Right.
But then we exchange, and then then it said, why don't you come over? Sir, I don't know you. I'm not coming to your house. And you damn sure ain't coming to mine.
No, but you know what? I went through a phase where I couldn't go out on dates because I never had a babysitter. Mm-hmm. And so I would sometimes, you know, I had to cook dinner every day. So I would sometimes invite a guy to my house. If I knew him or if we had been out once or twice before, I'd just be like, why don't you just come here and have dinner with us, blah, 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 which I feel like that's a bad trap to get into. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have really resources at the time to do something else, so I just did what was up. But I don't know. I'm trying to think where I meet guys. Most of the time, if I meet a guy, it's usually out and about, like at the grocery store or, you know what I mean, at some place like that. A guy will, like, come up to me. How you doing? You know, you have a very pretty smile. What's your name? Can I call you sometime? Blah, blah, blah. But it never goes anywhere, obviously, because I'm single, so I don't know. That don't work either. You know, maybe I need to. Do people slide in y'all Facebook DMs?
No.
Yeah.
Nobody slides in my Facebook DMs.
Mine are dry. I'll get out.
She said they hit it with a sup.
The only DM I get is from messenger saying, you are now friends with. And it be throwing me off every time. I'm like, what is the point of this function? I begin,
I know, right?
It's nothing.
Every now and then somebody slides in my Facebook DM, but it don't be the right people. It don't be people who said it since I be trying to like them low, you know? Like, hey, I'm here.
I've been working on shooting my shot more.
Okay. I know. Have you guys ever, like, went up to approach the guy, like, hey, I think you're whatever, cute?
I did once, and he was the one that got away.
No. Yeah.
Like, how'd you let it happen, bro?
How did I let him get away?
Yeah.
Still. I got pregnant.
Oh, okay.
I was being monkey.
I'm trying to think if any got away from me. Yeah.
But he was a really good guy, and we hung out a couple of times. He was smart. He had his head all straight, and then came Malik.
Damn. Oh, it'd be like that sometimes. I mean, it was a few guys I talked to before I got pregnant with Hunter. But the funny thing is, most of them have circled back around and still be hitting me up like, hey, when are we going to go out? Hey, are you still? Maybe because they know her dad's not involved, so they feel like they could do that. I don't know,
like, but I still got a shot, maybe.
Right, but I don't know if any of those. If I feel like any of those are the ones that got away. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are, and I need to pay attention before they do get away. You know, I don't know.
I used to feel like one guy I was talking to for like a couple months before I conceived Terrence was the one that got away, because he was a good guy and like we vibed and everything. But at the same time, in like the month before Terrence was conceived, things had fell off. Like, he wasn't texting as much, we weren't talking as much. If I asked to come over, it was like, oh, I'll let you know. Like, he wasn't making an effort to spend time like he was in the very beginning, when it was before, like, can I see you today? Can I see you this? You want to come over and see? Da, 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 da. So I was like, okay. So, like, at first I used to feel really guilty because it was like, dang, I think I've, like, messed my chance up with a really good guy.
Right.
But then at the same time, it was like, when we weren't doing what we was before, if we had been the same from the beginning and consistently, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, you were definitely the one that got away. But since things had fell off, it was like, Okay. And then he ended up being an asshole later on anyway. So again, dodge the bullet.
Right. Right. So we're going to do a little session of tell us why you mad. Mm-hmm. When it comes to dating, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to know what's wrong with the dating game. Who did it? Why they do it? Why you mad? Tell us why you mad.
Sound off on them one time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
Bring me along. Okay. I've been through this too long.
You so silly. But yeah, tell us why you mad, Miss Nika.
I'm mad because all these niggas got girlfriends. Okay. Like, and they still trying to talk to other girls. Like, why do you have a girlfriend? Why are
a
you...
wife.
Why a wife? Yes.
Married men will go. They be going.
That pisses me off. I've worked with so many married men that they start out with a story of, yeah, she cheated on me, I cheated on her, blah, blah, blah. Now that I'm older, I recognize, okay, in about 2 days, he gonna try it with me. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. When I was younger, I'd just be like, damn, why is he venting to me about his life? Now I know.
Now you know.
He tested the water to see how I react to this story. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like, why do all y'all have girlfriends?
And
where do y'all get all this time from to be taking other women out on dates? Right. Why don't you just be single? Or why don't you just do right? Nobody told you to go and get a girlfriend.
Right.
And don't be messing with me, making me like you, mm-hmm, and then just leave me hanging for your woman.
I know, right?
I feel sorry for her.
I know.
My thing I don't like is when men try to assume that you're rushing to be with them when you ask what's up or what is it that's going on. Now I understand if you asking like after 3 dates or like when we ain't really been talking like that, that's one thing. But if we've been kicking it for a good amount of time, maybe at least 5 or 6 months, we're talking consistently, we're hanging out consistently, we kissy facing emojis and flirting, all that stuff. Maybe we didn't did the do a few times.
Uh-oh.
I think, you know, I'm pretty in the right to know, okay, you know, what's up? Like, and it's not because I'm not trying to rush you. I just want to really know what's up. So that way I can just be in the right mindset, you know? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like they just fall off. And then just like, oh, well, I'm just trying to get myself together right now. Then you turn around, you don't hear from them. Oh, we got a girlfriend.
Right, they do.
And we're so happy, and we're so in love, and she's the best thing ever. Right. Malika's telling stop. See, Malika's telling y'all stop.
Right. He's a man already.
He's trying to tell y'all stop.
Right.
He feels our frustration. So that's what kills me. And it's just like, you know, something me my line says this all the time, and we say this all the time. It's just like, you know, give me the option. Like, you know, how do you know that I was even rushing to try to get to a relationship? Maybe I just wanted to just be the cutty buddy, and I could have been cool with that. But you would have never known had you not jumped to conclusions and just got all upset. Like, oh, no. Well, I just want to do it. And I'm like, okay, if that's just what you want to do, cool. I'm not mad at you. Thank you for being honest. So now I know what category to put you in, and I can just keep it moving from over here. So, yeah, like, don't assume just because I'm asking what's up with us that I'm immediately trying to put you, like, give you a title or be your woman. Like,
right, like, I might be on the same thing you on.
Exactly. And I just want to make sure, me personally, that I'm not reading too much into it so that I don't get hurt. Right. This ain't about you. This is about me.
Right. And you know what? I could be trying to give you the first come first before I give somebody else a chance. You never know. But you read into it too wrong, and now I'm turned off, and I'm just like, okay, fine. You got it, buddy. You lose by default.
Yep.
Why are you mad, Lauren?
I think I'm mad because it's just like, I don't like the way guys approach the dating process anymore. And maybe I'm, like, getting approached by the wrong guys, but it's just, like, I want a guy who's really willing to, you know, go on dates more than, like, 3.
She
want to
go on a date?
I do, but it's just, like, guys, I feel like they've gotten so lazy. You know what I mean? It's, like, 1 or 2 dates, and they feel like they've done something, you know what I mean? Or, like, they expect something after that. And it's just, like, why can't we just let the chemistry build and look in each other's eyes a few times?
Oh, they ain't doing that.
I know, right?
They look into your eyes and caressing your skin and all that. No,
right? And I just hate it. I want to be like, I know, right? I just want to be like old school, taking out on dates. You know what I mean? We do fun stuff. We go through walks on the park. We really get to know each other. We like build a bond, build a friendship. I just feel like that's be missing. You know what I mean? Guys take me out on like a date or two. Next thing you know, I know they're calling me at like 11:30 and stuff, and I'm either asleep or acting like I'm asleep because I'd normally be asleep, and I don't want you to think that I'm up at this time. You know what I mean? Like
only one in Netflix and shit.
Right.
And it's so, a lot of situationships going on.
A lot of situationships.
More situationships than
relationships. I'm probably mad about that too. You know, and it's just like, man, why can't we do? We doing it, so why can't we make it real?
We acting like we boyfriend
and girlfriend.
You getting mad when you see me talking to somebody else, but
right,
you're not trying to do nothing. Right. You don't want to be my boyfriend, and I mean, really, I don't want to be your girlfriend. But if I'm being honest,
that's something else that makes me mad. Y'all. Territorial for no reason.
Right.
Don't want nobody else to have me. Don't want to have me, but don't want nobody else to have me.
Right.
Selfish. Makes no sense to me. You boo me off. You don't text me back.
Right.
I gave you the chance. Then see me with someone else.
Right.
Oh, what's up? How you doing? Oh, I just want to see how you were. You know, you've been looking good lately. Sir. Miss me with all of that.
Right.
Let's not do that.
Because you had your chance, buddy, and you blew it.
You sure did. You sure did.
I wanted you bad. You know.
Laura got some pipes, y'all.
I'll pretend to. Pretend. I'll pretend.
But yeah, my thing is, like, if you really want me, just say so. Like, to quote Olivia Pope from Scandal, if you want me, earn me. Put in the work and show me that you're worthy of that. Like, I'm all about
that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Guy, I feel like the men that approach me, unless they're older, and that's why I lean towards older guys, which I hate because I want to marry somebody my age and I want to be with somebody my age. Mm-hmm. But it's like older guys understand putting in the effort and they want to put in the effort, whereas young guys feel like, okay, I put in a little effort. Now what's up? Come on, I'm doing this. What's up? Mm-hmm. You know?
But then let you fall off and not be doing stuff to show you're interested. I just feel like you're not interested. You know, like you don't do this, you don't do that. Well, sir, you don't do this and don't do that. So. Right. What we gonna do to fix it? Because I'm not about to be doing more for you than you're doing for me.
Right.
You're giving me 40, you ain't giving me 30-40%, I'm giving you 20. Okay. Like, I'm not about to give you 50-60-70 and you're only giving me 20-30-40.
Right.
We're just not gonna do it.
Right. Have you guys ever heard the saying, date somebody that likes you more than you like them?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for them.
Me too. I'm just like, girl, boy, whoever said it. Right. Ain't that the truth?
I'm waiting. You know, just let me know when it happens.
Right.
It just makes sense.
And you know what? I met a guy and I was talking on the phone last night, and I was like, you know, I interrupted him while he was talking, and I was like, you got some sense. And you don't find too many guys with sense anymore. And I said, do you have a girlfriend? Because I think that is a legitimate question that you should be able to ask these days, because so many of them do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, you're so stupid. No, I'm serious, though. Like, do you have a girlfriend?
Right. I need to know.
Because I've been here with the okie doke.
He can cook. What's wrong with you? Like, and it's crazy that I have to ask that. Like, he's so great. And I'm just like, okay, what's your flaw?
Right.
And I even asked him, I said, what is one of your bad personality traits? And he didn't name one. And I was like, that's what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. You don't think nothing's wrong with you?
I know. There's something in there going on. No, I'm just kidding.
But he'll be a great guy. That might be the one, girl. Don't let him get away. We're going to see him.
I know, right?
I would say, I'm going to start hitting guys with the... When they, you know, when they're wrong. So why are you single? Because I hate that question.
Me too.
I absolutely hate that question.
But I always,
if I knew the answer, I would tell somebody like this.
I always say, because I make poor choices in men. Just the way I'm owning it. You can't try to come back later and put it on me. I'm owning it right in the beginning, you know.
You know what? How people say you are what you attract. So I've been wondering, like, how do I attract a good quality man who has some sense? Like, how do I, is something wrong with me where I'm not attracting these men?
And I think that too, but I don't think it's that there's something wrong with me. I think that, like, I'll get into a phase where I'm single and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna wait, I'm just gonna work on me until something comes along, I'm not looking. Mm-hmm. And then something does come along and I'm like, you know, he's nice, but he's not perfect, but I can deal with him. Mm-hmm. And then it ends up being something that over time I realize, you know what, I don't even need to be in this situation. But I just chose that person because they were nice and they were there. So I think that I just need to, like, hold out for the one that's really the one, instead of trying to think I'm making it happen with the one when he's really not it at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's there.
Just rushing.
Right.
Being desperate.
I know, kinda, yeah, but it's like, you know, when you're down on the body and this person's along, it's like, okay, they nice, and they do XYZ for me, and they do, you know, and then it's just like, okay, no, you don't do that anymore, you're not this person y'all really thought you were, blah, blah, blah. So when you guys date, how long before you drop the draws?
Whenever I want to.
Like, I know, right?
If I like you and we vibing, I mean, and if it happens, it happens.
Right. But, yeah, that's how I've gone with it. Like, you know, there's, I know, like, there's a 90-day rule. And
right.
I feel like, when I really did, like, I just thought, like, I'm going to hold out to, like, my 90 days is going to be my birthday. So I was like, I'm going to hold out. But the vibe and the chemistry was just so, like, intense. It was like, nah, play, can't do that. I can't even fight it on this one. So
right.
I just accepted my defeat, and I was just like, okay. But yeah, I really just I've just gone with the flow, really. Now, like, there was one guy I talked to, I didn't get to drop the draws, but we did other stuff. So I'm not gonna lie, if I could just see what it was like one time, I'd really be okay. Like, I just wanted to see what it was like one time.
If I'm doing other stuff, though, more than likely I'm taking that D2. Just because once I get excited, it's just, you know.
Wow, wait, let's go.
Right, let me just see what it's about.
I already got my panties off.
Right, exactly. But I don't know. I try to wait. Just out of, I guess, my moral code. And mm-hmm. I just want to see if I really like you. You know what I mean? I want to see if your intentions are true. Blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, as a woman, there are times where, like, if I'm out with a guy and we're having a great time and the chemistry's there, it's just like, you know, I want it, you want it, I'm grown, you grown.
Exactly.
But the only thing is, I saw this meme the other day that described it perfectly. It was like, when you give a guy something on the first night because you want it and you grown or whatever, blah, 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 but you see him tweet, man, this shit's too easy. And I was like, ain't that it? Because it's like, that's my biggest fear. It's like, I know that I'm a woman and I don't, you know, bust up on the first night for every guy. But if I decide to, just because I'm a grown up and I can do what I want, I have my own house, own car, why can't I don't want to be judged. I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost just like, boy, I will put this thing on you, but I want you to leave thinking I'm a nice, good, upstanding woman.
So right. So, question. Do y'all think that there is, like, I know there's some meaning in waiting, but do y'all, like, think if you, like, that hurts your chances if you don't wait? Because I've seen both ends where it's like, you give it up on the first night and the dude leaves, but then you give him the first night and then it actually ends up working out. Like,
yeah.
And then people who wait give it up and then they walk out still. So what do y'all, like, in your personal observances or your experiences, has waiting helped or not helped or really didn't matter?
I actually just had a situation like that. I've been talking to this guy since, like, September. Mm-hmm. And... finally, how many months is that?
8. I'm over here counting my fingers. Yeah. It's about 8 months.
I was about to count. I was like, yeah.
And
like,
it was whack.
Oh, no.
So now I don't want to talk to him anymore.
How many chances did you give
him? Oh, no.
Just one, but.
Girl, you need to give it at least 2, I think.
No, because there were other things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Other variables. I would say I got to give him at least 2 if I like him. Dang. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. The last time I really waited, because it's like we'll have a period where I'm sexually involved with someone, with that one person, and then when me and that one person fall out, I just go into a drought because I don't feel like finding somebody new. And then when I come out of a drought, I hit the ground running and with that new person. So it's been a while since I've really been in a situation where I talked to somebody, made somebody wait. But I think the last person I really made wait was Hunter's dad. And I mean, I feel like it made our first time that much better because it was like I wasn't pushing it and he wasn't pushing it to the point where I was like, you know, is there something wrong? Why don't you want to have sex with me? Why do you never try to, like, put the moves on me? You know what I mean? And I don't know. We kept hanging out. He kept spending the night. We were having sex, but eventually we did it. I mean, it just went from there. Yeah, so it just went from there. I mean, and I think it was like maybe a month and a half that he would spend the night with me and everything, but we just would not have sex. And I don't know, obviously waiting in that situation didn't do anything because he still lied. I still found out he got back with his ex-girlfriend, so it really didn't save me any time, any grief, any feelings, any anything. So now I feel like, shit, maybe I shouldn't be waiting, which of course I do, just because that's the norm, but you know.
Yeah, for me, this is going to sound really bad.
Uh-oh. Say it. I want to hear it.
Because I've never really made someone wait. Because I'm just going with the flow, and the flow usually just goes down.
But okay, but what's the flow? Like, flow is on, like, date one. Flow is after y'all been texting a little while. Flow, like,
what's it's been, like, after text a little while. You know, maybe, like, date one. As you, like, I at least try to get to know the person before it does go down. Because right. I don't know if I could just do a random or one night stand. Like, I just feel like, wait a minute, I just don't know you from McKenna. Like, I just don't know you from Adam. I can't wait to explain. Like, that was just, it just weirds me out.
Right.
So I was like, I at least need to get to know you, see what your vibe is.
Yeah.
Because it's like, even like, I could be physically attracted to you, but if your personality throws me off, then I'm not, even though you're physically attractive, I'm not going to have sex.
I know,
with you.
I hate that. That's the worst.
Yeah, so it's like I have to be attracted to you in all aspects in order to have sex with you. Like, but everything's got to be there. So yeah, I've just, the flow's like, if we're texting and if everything's going good, and I'm like, okay, you know, you're talking some good stuff. I'm ready to see what you really about. Like,
bow.
Like, let's see if you can back up what you're talking about. And then, you know, like, if we do go out on the first date and then the chemistry's vibing even more because we've already been talking, then we're, like, I'm seeing how you are in person and we're, like, physically vibing with each other. You know, you pat, touch, rub, and then trying to sneak a little touch. And it's like, okay, we might just go ahead and let this go because, look, we,
right.
You already got me there. I know you're already there. So we might just go ahead and let this go ahead and go now.
Yeah, I feel you. I don't know. I've been single, I would say, for about 10, 11 months now. And it's getting to the point where I've been single so long that I be thinking, like, maybe I should just go ahead and hold out till marriage. You know, because it's just been so long. I won't say I don't crave it, because I do crave it all the time. All the time. I feel like I could be relieving some stress if I was.
Yes.
You know, because it's definitely released them endorphins and help me out, Lord. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. After not having it for so long, it's just like, you know, I think I'm more willing to wait for whatever reason instead of jumping right in. I don't know. I don't know why that is, but
I don't know. Like one guy I met, we haven't got a chance to meet in person yet, and when we did plan to, his car was messed up. And it was a legitimate, like, thing. Like, it would, like, have been, like, happening, like, prior to, so I didn't think he was, like, bluffing or nothing. And he's not a catfish, too, so that's another good thing.
Right, turn up.
And something like, even though we've been texting and, you know, we've been doing all the flirting and talking that good stuff and making each other wonder, like, like, so I wonder, all that stuff. He, like, blatantly said, like, the first time we do meet, he's like, I don't want to try and stay the night or nothing like that because I don't want to put that type of pressure on you.
That's
and
I stuff. Really, I like that.
Yes, and I appreciate that because I was thinking, shoot, he's about to go ahead and go down. But it was like, when he said that, it was like, well, damn, you know what? I feel like just for that, yeah, we need to wait. Like, I thought we do need
mature.
To wait.
Yeah.
Just because this is like, he don't want to put that pressure on me.
I would love
and then
that.
I don't want to put that pressure on him, making him think that's all I'm after either. Like,
I know.
But you know what?
If a guy said that to me, I hate to say if a guy said that to me, it'd probably make me want it even more.
Damn near it did, though. I was like,
I feel so bad for saying that.
I was like, so wait, we already vibe. You damn, you speak to my safe
person. Right. I like you.
The conversation is great. Everything's good, and then you tell me that you don't want to pressure me because you want to be respectful.
Right, I wanted to play innocent and let you do the pressuring so I could
turn the draws just with that right there. Damn near did.
Right.
So I'm hoping we'll get to, like, once the summer and everything's freeing up, I'm hoping me and he will actually get to meet because I do want to see what he's like in person. And, you know, maybe eventually see what's up there because the buildup is real.
Yeah, but I like that, though. Like I said, that would just make me kind of feel like, okay, I really want to jump on you even more. Mm-hmm. Why are you making me wait? And maybe that's how guys feel like when we try to make them wait.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making me wait?
Right.
Nigga, I want it.
Right.
As Kevin Gates said, can you tell me why I can't have it? Something, whatever.
So what if you meet a guy, y'all vibing, you really like each other, and the sex is whack? Like, would you stay with him?
I told you, I'm giving it at least 2 tries.
I'll give you at least a second try.
If I like you.
Because I feel like, this may sound bad, I don't say particular, but I will give you your props. Like, okay, The knee needed some work, but the mouth game was on point. Right. Okay, we can work. I can tell you, you know, where to slow it down, speed it up.
Right.
I can give you some direction. Vice versa. The D was good, but the mouth game might need a little work. Because depending on who he was with before, maybe that's what they like. Or maybe they never told him, like, no, boo-boo, that's not what I like.
Right.
So you can't fault him if he don't know. Now, we get to the second time around, and you still ain't trying to fall direction, or you just don't want to. I can't take a man that don't want to fall direction because you think you know what you're doing, you really don't.
You think you know.
I had to cut someone off the roster for that reason alone.
But if he still hit you up afterwards, he's like, oh, what happened? You know, I really liked you.
I told you guys, I'll give it at least twice. Mm-hmm. Maybe three times, depending on how it was bad. You know what I mean? And how bad it was. Like, what did he do that was wrong? And was it just terrible? Like, oh my God, I don't even want to finish this. Or was it like, okay, I'm going to have to do a little extra work on my part to finish this, but I can at least finish. You know what I mean? It just kind of depends. Plus, it depends on the chemistry, too. Which I'm trying to think if I've ever had a guy where we had good chemistry with, but the sex was bad. And I don't think I've ever had that, because good chemistry usually means that I'm going to be more engaged in the sex, if that makes sense. You know? So, I don't know. It's hard to say. What about you?
I don't know if I could do it long term. Like,
but what if you could maybe... Do you think you could fix it? Do y'all think it's fixable? Like, you can you tell a guy? Has a guy ever taught you and made you better at sex?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've been taught positions. Yeah. And maybe told, like, do this here when, you know, give him a little something.
But do
like,
you take that on to, like, your next thing? Like, I know guys like this, so I'm going to make sure I toot it up.
Oh, yeah, you always apply.
Twist the hand.
You while, always apply. You know? Yes, definitely. Okay.
So, well, maybe this is the question I meant to ask. Does size matter?
Oh.
Now, there are folks with small ones that have been known to rock the boat.
I don't know. Yeah. I've had a baby.
No, I've heard of some. Not a baby. I'm just playing. But no, like, maybe, like, a little smaller than average. Some, they're still able to, like, rock the boat. Like, they just may not have the girth, but they're able, the stroke is good.
Right.
I mean, and then there's folks who are too big, and you don't get to feel nothing at all because it can't get up in there.
That's true. I mean, I don't think I've ever dealt with a guy that I would call too small. If that makes sense.
I've had nice size.
People talk about small dicks all the time, but I don't think I've ever dealt with a guy that was like, I thought where I looked at him like, oh my God, where is the rest of it? I've never had that problem.
I have.
It's pretty awful. You just, it's like you keep waiting for more and it never comes. You know how like they tease you?
You know what?
And they don't give it to you all at once. And I kept thinking, more will come.
He gonna fly to that thing. Let me ask you. I want to ask this question. Why do you ask
you?
I don't want to ask on my part. I just want to say, how much did he weigh?
And that's another thing.
You know, because I feel like the bigger guys.
He was bigger and he was smaller.
Yeah, it be like that sometimes.
Now, was he bigger like teddy bear big or like football? Yeah.
And I tried, because I actually like big guys. Because, you know what I mean? I like a little big guy, but it's just like. You know,
it really takes away.
It does. I didn't even want to ask, but you know, I would say that was the culprit.
I said I haven't had a teddy. Well, the last guy I kind of had was a teddy bear, but he still had he really wasn't that big of a teddy bear because he was still like tall and football like broad shoulder here. He didn't have a six pack, but he had like lineman build, so I was like, okay, I can work with that.
Right.
And he still had a nice size. But yeah, like, I've never had someone just like, so that's it.
Right.
Like, that's all that's there.
I know.
I ain't had that.
An disappointment because it's just like, hit that wall. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, build the wall. Hit the wall.
Like, yeah. I like the whole when they get in, it's like, ooh, okay, it's there. And I know it's like, I've had skinny guys too. Like, they're like the basketball build, but then I've had like the broad shoulder guys, and I like the broad shoulders too.
Yeah. And if it's too skinny, that's a problem too. It can be long and too skinny, I think. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just like, like you were almost there. If you could please just girth somewhere.
And then it's like, okay, just go on back doing what you was doing back before.
Right.
Go on, give it a mouth, because we just ain't getting there. Or I'm just going to get myself together, because we just ain't going to make it.
Right. But I think sex definitely plays a big factor. And I think chemistry plays a big factor in sex, because there are times, like, when I feel like I don't perform as well as I could or should. Yeah. Mostly because I don't like the guy. Yeah. Or maybe I'm trying to tell myself, you know, he's a nice guy. He has all these things going for himself. He's the typical what you should be looking for. But I'm not really feeling him like I would somebody else. And so, you know, my ocean don't be ocean. It be kind of like a beach. Aww. You know what I mean? And I just be like...
Like a pond.
That's so sad.
I know. And I'm just like, I wish you could experience like this ocean because I will drown you. But I guess you're just not the one to go swimming today, you know?
Yeah. I'll be mad when Susie is ready to waterfall. And then the waterfall has to stop. Because... And I may have just told too much, but oh well. Like, I know what I got over here. Yes. Right. Susie will be like, okay, we waterfall. We're ready for the big...
Okay.
Hey, because you done got you getting me there. And then we get to really go on talking. And it just goes...
Drip,
drip, drip, drip,
I
drip,
hate that.
And just stop. So it's just like, yeah. Damn, you gassed me up and hyped me up for nothing just to let me down. It just.
Right, I hate that.
And that's so sad because it's like the rest of the night, you just feel empty.
You do.
Like you just, like something is so missing. Silly. Like it's just. Like, you're incomplete.
And you be right. Mad. You just turn over and be like...
Can't even fall asleep. Like, I thought I was going to sleep good tonight.
Like, what was
I thought
was
I'd be passed out by now.
She's like, what was the point of that? Like...
Right.
And then they be like, you good? Uh-huh, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Right,
I'm good. You sure? Yeah.
I'm just going to go on to sleep. Good well, you're not really going to sleep.
Like, good night.
Did you come? You gotta ask. Oh. I'm just saying.
Right. This like, is you true. Ain't That's the worst question. Because if I don't like you, I'm probably just going to be like, yeah, I did. So I can get the fuck out of there and go home. I don't want you to try nothing else. I don't want you to go extra and try to make me do it. Like, if it wasn't good. If I like you and it was good, then I'll be like, okay, I didn't. Look, come on, let's keep going.
I think it burns me up more like if you don't ask and you think I did and you turn over like you did something.
That's true.
Sir. Look, I just got mad all over.
You
did. Let me get another some more wine. Let me try. What's the
banging the table
wine? Yes, I got upset,
that
y'all.
Was good.
I'm sorry. No, I went back. I had a flashback. Y'all gonna have to forgive me.
I know,
it's
just, right?
It's been a while since I had some good stuff all around.
I know, right? But I can't remember last time I had bad sex. But then again, I can't remember last time I had sex anyway because it's been a very long time. Now that I think about it,
it's been a long.
While
time.
I'm talking like I.
It's been a long time since I've had. Good, like the full package. Like, well, lately I've been having okay, it's been good.
It's important to me to do, and, once
but
a
this
month.
Is off. Or,
once a month, yeah. Do you make that happen for real?
Yeah,
do you? Who do you?
How do well, I won't you say do who, that?
Right? That's like maybe how I should need a once a month friend.
Let me take some notes.
Okay, that's what I'm like, how does that happen?
Well, you
that
have to have an understanding.
Okay,
note number one, have an understanding.
We're making taking bullet points,
okay?
Like.
Pencil That's... and paper emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what
well, I got my glasses on too. Look, I'm learning. Okay. So have an understanding.
Communication is key. Mm-hmm. And you got to get creative. Like, you won't always be in a bed.
I know, right? Okay.
So, yeah. I'd say getting creative is a big part of it.
You be doing it in the car?
Kids. Yeah.
Okay. I'm it's, mad. It's I just thought I'd ask.
No, I've been surprised.
I mean, like, since Hunter's been born, it's always been a bed. But that's because I'm always at home. I mean, shit, I wanted to get out the house and do it somewhere else, you know?
You know, like I said, the opportunity doesn't arise much, so.
All right, this is true. You got to make it happen where you can.
You know,
create
your
own
opportunities.
You know, my hallways. Create your own opportunities. Not just the bed, but shit. But yeah, you definitely got to create your own opportunity. So, how long, like, so you've been dating somebody. We talked about how long you wait to have sex. The first time you have sex, do you pull out all the stops? Or do you, like, wait till the second time to maybe give him a little head? Wait till the second time to bounce up on it and ride it backwards? You know?
I would say the second time. Because the first time, you want to see what they going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get them comfortable. And you want to see if Susie going to waterfall. Yeah. You know, I mean, she always going to waterfall. But you got to make sure it's worth it.
If at least
the waterfall going.
If it's
so.
At least getting the rivers flowing, you know, at least.
Yeah, and then the second time, you know, it's on.
Right, yeah, I think the second time. I agree. The first time, I want to see how you're going to try to impress me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to see, like, you know, I don't even want to say this for the children, but are you going to chew on that bubble gum? You know what I mean? Are you going to, like, grab the pits, okay, and throw
that thing from the back, you're going to make me toot it up, you know. And I'm only saying this because it's been a long time. Can you tell it's been on my mind?
Right. He's over here getting got a regular consistent
okay,
person.
I'm just like,
me and Laura trying to get where she is.
Right, I'm doing the pinky face emoji right now. Like, you might be on to something. Right. I swear, I'll be
start interviewing folks, taking applications for
okay.
my... You will know that you are my once a month person. This yeah. is the, right. this is the role that you will be fulfilling. These are the job requirements.
It's a consistent right. guy. And he'll be like, I'll come to you.
Right.
So, like I said, you gotta have an understanding. Communication is key.
I did have this that at one time, but
I need that. I need that because it's rough over here, and I swear I got some pressure built up. So the next
child,
thing I fuck,
you ain't got to take.
He gonna get extra ripped up. In the words of Lil Boozy.
For me, I say like I'll bring out a little bit. I'll give like if it comes to like giving them whatever, like I'll give them a sample just so they can know that I know what I'm doing. Like, oh, okay, she got this.
Right.
So then the second time around, I can really go ham, especially right. if you really give it to me right the first time. Second time I'm going ham, like
yeah.
we're and depending on if we've been talking a whole bunch of stuff, I'll go ahead and just let you know, like, look, I want you to do this to me. I'm trying to do this. I want to do that.
So you explicitly tell a guy, like, I want you to eat this monkey. I want you to hit it from the back. I want you to pull my hair and okay.
I believe in being straightforward. I believe in being honest. I mean, he's not going to know what I guess, like if I don't tell him.
Do you tell him, though, like, before intercourse, or do you tell him, like, during? I guess it's my real question. Do you be talking dirty?
Most of the time it's talking dirty, like, before, like, texting and stuff.
See, I never do that. I wonder if I should.
Yeah. Oh, yes, girl.
Because I always wait till I get him in the dungeon, and then it's like, oh, you thought I was something else? I'm about to show you. You're going to learn today how to go down.
I like talking before because then it builds up the anticipation. Because now sure. I want to see, okay, can he really, like, can he take me as I, like, as freaky as I
Maybe
am?
Maybe I should
like,
start doing that.
You know, I want to see if we're on the same page. Because then what if he's like, you want me to do what? And I'm like, okay, clearly, nope, we're not going to mesh. But if he right. responds back like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that and this, I'm like, okay, we got something here. Right.
See, maybe I start doing that because my typical thing is to like I won't say I play the good girl role, but I try to be very modest, very you know. Mm-hmm. And then once, like I said, you get in the dungeon, then you're gonna be like, oh shit, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, I got a dungeon.
Am
girl.
I in she the got, twilight she... zone? It's not a real dungeon, but I'm just metaphorically, I guess that's what I call the bedroom.
The dungeon.
They like, am I in the twilight zone? Because this is not the girl that I thought I saw 24 hours ago.
Oh my gosh, I actually had a guy tell me that I was a mystery. He was like,
I like
the
that,
good
though.
Janika. The nice, innocent Janika that I met is not the Janika that I know right now. Of course, this is backwards.
I know, right?
You know, you gotta switch it up on
them. I think so, too. You definitely... And I feel like that's how you get, sometimes, guys, hooked. Because they are like, you know... I'm having dinner with this woman, and I'm having a good time with this woman. And she's great. She's, you know... making me feel some type of way. I'm looking in her eyes. We're smiling. We're having a good time. We're not talking about sex, so I don't know what this sexual action is going to be, but it kind of builds up the tension because we haven't talked about sex and we haven't, like, had that dirty talk. And so then it's like, once we get in there, it's like we're both kind of like, ooh, so,
yeah.
You know, what's about to happen here? What you working with?
Right.
What you working with, you know?
I will say in my experience, like, when I've been straightforward, guys are like, well, shit. Like, I like
yes.
it. Like, I like that you know what you want, that you're not afraid to say it. And I think that's because I'm a straightforward person.
Right.
You know, like, I may not be like that with everyone, so if I do come straightforward in the aspect of things, then you should consider yourself very special.
Right.
And even now, like, before I'm like, I would say stuff, but I would still be like a little more reserved. I've noticed since I've decided to be, I'm not gonna say too much free because I'm a mama and I feel like
I'm
keep it together.
Trying to be more free,
but
too,
a little
so
more
you.
Free. I've noticed that I'm much more confident in like just being able to say literally what comes to mind. Like,
definitely.
Like, you know, I may hit up with the you up text and then start. Now I may not even say you up. I'll be like, what you doing? Oh, I'm thinking about doing da 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 da. And they'd be like, oh,
I know, right?
Okay,
really
just come out of a bag on them. And they'd be like, oh, well, you know,
right.
Tell me more. I'm like, well, da 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 da. And we just, you know,
right?
And I enjoy it because it's just like, okay, you know, the next time you come around, it's definitely gonna go down, right? Just as long as you know that,
right? That is too funny. I don't know. I just, like I said, I'd be trying to be chilling. Until Pandora's box is open, and then you might get some text messages from me that you might see some things, or I might say some things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I try not to drop the subtle hints that I want the D.
You say you try not to?
I try not to, because...
Me too, that's what I was saying.
Especially if I like you, I try to wait, but don't know. Sometimes it just happens.
We grown. That's what I tell myself. We are grown, but I know how men. I won't say I know how they think, 'cause I'm not a man, but. I know how I've been treated by them when I've tried to take the alternate route and just be up front and be like, this is who I am. It's like, I don't get the desired result. So now it's like, I'm back to, let me just, you know, play like I'm Johnny, this person. Not in a fake way, but it's like, I'm going to just let you experience it rather than me telling you. I'm going to just let you, you know, step into my office.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you just got to find, like, the right person. I feel like once you find the right person, that like, a lot to do with especially if they're like, I want you to tell me what you do. Like, oh, you want to know? Okay. So then you can just go with it. But then if you find a person that's like, you know, just show me rather than tell me, oh, okay, I'm going to show you. You know? Right. You just got to find the person that meshes with you.
Right. So when y'all meet somebody new, how soon before you, like, introduce them to your kids or, like, you know what I mean? Have you ever introduced somebody to your kids?
Same here.
It out, but I did. One guy, I liked him, and we just could never find time. Like, I never wanted to ask for a babysitter, and I don't want to say he was getting impatient with me, because I really don't think he was, but I was like, how about we take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese, and let's just see how that goes. But I'm still trying. That's a good question. That really, when I find somebody that I really like,
you'll let us know.
Yeah, I'll let y'all know, but I haven't found him yet.
Well, since I'm the newest mommy to the game, it's a little different for me. My son's only 9 months old, so we're really just getting back to the dating game.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, as when I would want to introduce someone to my son, I would definitely make sure they're, like, a potential candidate before I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to make sure that they really are going to be okay with me having, you know, guys like, oh, yeah, it doesn't mind me, you having a kid. But then they get around the kid, and it's like, oh, well, maybe this is not going to be. Because
they doing that Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Right.
You know. Y'all be looking at each other's eyes, and he's
so but then it's like, oh, dang. Or when, right, or when he's trying to get free, and it's like, mommy. Like, you know, right. Then he'd be like, oh. Like, I need to know that he's going to be okay with that. And especially, like, I have, Terrence is about to be one, but, like, he's still teething and stuff. So, it's like, if I met someone now while he's still teething and doing all the extra stuff, they may not want to deal with all that. So, I got to make sure that they're definitely going to be, like, for real about me having a kid and whatnot. And understand that, you know, you're not just dating me, you're dating me, you're also dating me, you're going to deal with my child, too. Especially if we're talking long term. So, it really just, they would have to really show me that they're about that life.
And I get nervous to even tell guys that I have kids, especially since I have two.
Why?
I don't know. I just think they're going to take off running.
Right? You ain't not the ordinary. I mean, I know a lot of women with more than one child. And I know a lot of women, they do. I was going to say, maybe women with 3 and 4 kids that get married. And it's, you know what I mean? It just depends on, you have to just find the guy that is right for you and that's ready for that lifestyle. And I feel like that's why where I'm at right now, like I said, I don't want to marry an older guy, but I feel like I get along so much better with older guys. Because for a younger guy, you know, I feel like it's unfair to ask him to try to step into a dad's place. Or if he wants to take me out, for me to be like, can I bring Hunter? And he doesn't have kids too. You know what I mean? I feel like it's kind of unfair, and that's a lot of responsibility to put on somebody. Whereas an older guy, you know, he's just like, either he has kids, you know what I mean, or he's already raised their kids or whatever, and they understand, so they're just like, you know, bring your daughter with you, or, you know, I know you don't have free time, so, let's do something together.
Or they're at the age where they want kids, so they're,
right, that too.
They're ready to see what it's about.
That too, and so it's just like, it's so hard to figure out who I should be dating right now, because it's like, what I want really doesn't want the lifestyle I have. The one that wants the lifestyle I have is older than me, but it makes more logical sense. So it's just like, fuck, what am I supposed to do, you know?
I have a friend who really thinks that women with kids have an easier time getting men, because men see something in us, like the hard worker. We have responsibilities to take care of. We're not going to be on that bullshit.
I will say, this guy at my work, my job, he's always like trying to get at me or whatever. Not the one that took me out for drinks, but this other guy.
Oh, there's two. All right.
This, you know what? I don't know what it is, but it's like the men at my job, this past month have been on me heavy. I don't know what it is.
Tell you, it's summertime.
Probably that's it. But I don't know, I mess with him. But he just was saying, I love you because you carry yourself differently. And I don't even talk about, I don't have no hoes, blah, blah. He's like, you can have hoes, but you just don't take them. And that's smart. And he's just like, I just like you because you carry yourself so different, blah, blah, blah. And so I feel like it's the mom thing. Because I go to work, other girls are walking around talking, flirting with everybody, laughing and stuff. And I'm just like, I'm here to make money and go home. I'll be nice to y'all in the meantime, but I just want to make my money and go home. You know, I'm not here to smile on nobody's face. I'm not here to be, you know what I mean? I'm not here to do none of that. And so I feel like that does attract guys because they like a woman who's on her shit, who's not for no bullshit, who's on nothing, let them know. But at the same time, with a lot of men, or a lot of, I should say, boys who think they're men will get it, but a lot of boys who think they're men see women like me and think, oh yeah, I want that. And then when they finally get their chance up to bat, I pitch it to you and you can't hit it because I threw it too fast. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just like, it looks good, but shit, I'm not playing no games around here. You know what I mean? Like, I have bills to pay. I pay rent. I have a car note, car insurance. I got to pay Citizens and IPL. You know what I mean? Like,
we got daycare to pay.
Okay. Like, it's not a game. So it's like, I don't have time to play with nobody's son. And I hate to say it like that, but it's just like,
a good way to, I don't have time to play with nobody's
son. I always say that because copyright. It's just like, y'all Lauren come to me and I like y'all and I give chances and I'm a very nice person. I'm very understanding. I love everybody, so I'm gonna give anybody a chance that really wants to try and genuinely be there. But when you step up, bro, there's a reason there's a reason you look at me differently, you know? And I hate the guys. I hate that it doesn't work out because it's just like, yes, you recognize something different in me. We can do this. And then it's just like, but you weren't that different yourself, you know? You're kind of like yourself. Yeah. That was my little soapbox.
I've been a little scared. And I hate to say that I've been a little scared today just because I was with my kid's dad for 8 years and nothing came of it. So every time I start liking somebody and it starts going there, I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Right. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
I be feeling like that too. And it's just like, I've never been with somebody for 8 years, but it's just like, I have learned a lot about myself in relationships, and I've learned that I'm a very giving person. I will give whatever to you. I will do whatever to keep us afloat, to make us sure we're sustained or whatever. But I just hate that sometimes people don't give me that in return. And I don't want to be in a situation like that again because my heart is very big. Yes, people say I'm a bitch and they say I'm insensitive. But my heart is very big and I will give my last. I'll share my last. But it's been with the wrong people. And I, you know what I mean? Exactly. It's kind of turned me off of the whole be sincere, be genuine thing. And I hate to say it like that, but
yeah. You know, I've been very superficial in my dating efforts these last couple of months. And
it's hard when it's, you're a mom and you got to provide for kids and stuff. You don't got time to play with nobody.
You don't got time to play with nobody's son.
Right? It's just like, I got
all these fill are my sons.
Right?
But no, like, I'm saying here, like, that's why I've tried to change my approach today because I know I have such a big giving heart. And it could be, fellow Scorpio, hey girl.
Right?
Just birthday Lord, twin. Lord and Chance is my birthday twin, November 16th.
Whatever. I know, right?
I'll even put that out there. So, yes. As a Scorpio, I know a lot of people like think Scorpios are crazy. No, Cancer men are crazy. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm talking to a Cancer man right now.
Ooh, girl.
She told you they was crazy.
But they're very passionate. I was saying, no, I'm not going to say Cancer men. Gemini men are crazy, I feel like.
My sister's Gemini. They are crazy.
Oh, you got it. That's okay, Hunter. But yeah, like, I like Cancer men. I've dealt with a lot of Cancer men, and I think I don't know what it is. Scorpio and Cancer just be linking with each other. They're both very passionate, and I know I'm a passionate person too. And we're very all or nothing type people. Like, it's either we doing this or we not. Like, you gonna give me 100 or not. Like, I'm not about to do all the in-between stuff.
Right.
But, and I feel like I still had that mentality, but I'm only gonna have that mentality with someone who's proven me that they're worth me even thinking of them in that type of category. Because, right, like, I'm tired of giving my heart to people and putting myself out there and only being, you know, basically committed to talking to this one person when they're clearly not committed to talking to just me.
Okay.
And or they start off with being like that and then they decide, well, actually, no, we that's not what they want anymore. Right. After a short period of time, it's like, okay, so what shifted you from being all of my my butt right. to not wanting to do that anymore. I'm confused. Right.
So we need to leave some males to write in and let us know. Yes. We need to bring some men on here one week.
Yeah. Y'all want to be on the show? Let us know. Fathers, right. not fathers. Just right. come. Just step let
daddies.
Want
to be baby daddies, et cetera, et cetera. Please hit us up and let us know.
Not if you got one on the way, though. We don't need that baby mama drama.
Right. We don't want you. We just want to hear your thoughts.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we are getting close to the end of time here. And so just, oh, wait, before we do, I do want to comment on dating with kids. One more comment on dating with kids. Mm-hmm. So I did meet this guy, and we've been hanging out or whatever, and he is on the, I won't say older side, but he's older than me. And it's just like, it's crazy because Hunter cries when we go to my friend's house. She cries around family. But as soon as we walked in his house, it was just like she smiled. They vibe. You know what I mean? She's in his kitchen trying to open up a refrigerator. She's not crying. And it's just like, it was very strange to me because, like I said, she cries everywhere we go. And I don't know what about him that made her smile and made her go in and be nice. Maybe she's getting older. But I was just like, you know, this, I didn't think you were the one, but the fact it that you vibe be. With my daughter's everything to me. If you could take care of her and you could vibe with her, that might mean something. That might mean more than the guy who makes more money, or that might mean more than, you know, maybe the guy that's my age. If you can, you know, because my daughter means a lot to me. Right. So it's like, I've never introduced her to anybody. I've had boyfriends where she was younger and couldn't really talk and didn't really know much that she would see at our house. And they would try to talk to her and say, you know, hi, baby, give me a high five, give me a hug, blah, blah, blah. But it's never been like this. So it's just like, I don't know what to feel about it.
Well, personally,
I
want
to feel something about it, but I don't really know what.
Well, personally, me, I'm a firm believer that babies, kids,
can read energy.
Yes, that's energy, what everybody always spirits, says. All that. Like, purposing, like, you know, Terrence is a very friendly baby. And, like, we went to a friend's house for Cinco de Mayo just because, like, everyone, and it was baby friendly because other people's kids were there too. And he knew, like, some of my friends that were there, but there was a whole, it was, like, a lot more people that he didn't recognize versus people he did. So, like, he was clean. That was the most I've ever, other than when he just wants to be up underneath me from a long day, that's the most I've ever seen him just, like, cling to me ever. Right. And I think it was just because it was like, okay, new whole bunch of new people.
Right.
I'm not really sure about everyone. I recognize a couple people, you know, but I gotta fill everything out first. And then after a while, he warmed up and let other people have him and everything. But overall, he's such a friendly baby. He gets along with anyone.
Look at
you
him.
Know, like, he's just, he's great. He's not a baby that's like, oh, no. So I feel like if I was to bring a man around and Terrence would not want to go to them at all, I would know there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because any male friend I've brought him around, he's been great with. Like, he doesn't have no issues. So,
right.
I would definitely be like, okay, my child is trying to vibe with you right now.
Right.
He ain't feeling you. Something ain't right.
Right. And I think it means so much to me because Hunter's dad really isn't in her life. You know what I mean? I seen a picture on Facebook the other day, and it was of a father and daughter going to a father-daughter dance. And I literally burst out into tears because I was just like, damn. Aww. I have failed because my daughter, when it's time for her to
you
do that,
did not fail.
She's not even going to have a dad.
That's
so,
not your fault.
I mean, it's not really is my fault because I made that decision to lay down with that person. So it is my fault. But I, and it just made me feel like, damn. So it's like, I feel the pressure to find a guy that can connect with her and be like that for her.
But at the same time, you know, even when you lay down with that person, and I'm saying this because I struggle with the same thing with Terrence's father. I blame myself because he has two other kids, and I'm thinking, okay, we ain't gonna have no issues, but we did have issues. Like, we just couldn't come together for a good minute.
Right.
And I blame myself, like, how did I not see this coming? Like, right. I've known him for this long. I've known him to be a great father. Why are we going through all this? Like, what did I do something wrong? I'm like, but no, I ain't slashed your tires. I ain't been crazy ratchet. Like, right. I've been honest and upfront with you. Like, I've been trying to compromise and work with you, and we just not coming together right now. And so right. It's like, I blame myself, like, dang, did I make the wrong? I, at one point, was like, did I make the right decision? Like, yeah, oh my gosh. And was embarrassed, like, because I'm like, my parents are asking, well, how's it going with? And I'm like, same old, same old.
I was
embarrassed because it was just like, is this my life right now? Because my mother didn't have to go through that with my father at all. Yeah, like, it was me too. Never. So it was just like, it was just like, why is this my life right now? Yeah. But you know, like, now that we're, you know, we're on the same page now and things are good now, but I had to come to terms with myself. Like, you know, at the time, I didn't see it coming. I didn't realize it. So I'm telling, like, don't feel like when you laid down with him, that was your fault. Because even when you laid down with him, you didn't know.
I didn't think I could have kids, so I definitely wasn't expecting to get pregnant.
Right. So it's like, you didn't know that he was going to end up being the way he was.
That was a silly thing to think at the time.
But, you know, I mean, my mom, she revealed to me she thought she couldn't have kids. And so when she got pregnant with me, she didn't even know until she was 6 months because her cycle was irregular. So she didn't get a cycle. It was like, oh, okay, no big deal. Right. And she didn't even show, like, have a bump or nothing until the last 2 months. So, you know, it's like, at that moment when you're doing the do, no, we're not always thinking. We know the consequences, but we're not always thinking about the consequences.
Right.
But I feel like, yes.
Everybody fucks.
Right. Everybody does it. And, you know.
We could just say she does it every month.
Right. We make mistakes. You know, we don't think long term all the time. But I think as long as we take responsibility and we're doing what we need to do and handle it now, that's really what matter. So that's why I was like, don't feel like, because at the moment when you were with him, you did not know that he was going to end up not being in her life. No one could. You could have never predicted that.
You know, I think about all the time, like, damn, our relationship was really good before it wasn't. Like, he was the perfect gentleman, the perfect sweetheart. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When he first asked me out, he asked me to go to the carnival. I was in college. I had work study plus another job, so I could go because I was working. And he came and brought me, like, a big old stuffed animal that he won and a little bat thing. And he was like, I won this for you, blah, blah, blah. He used to give me money. He used to take me, if I was hungry, he'd bring me food. He'd take me out to eat. Like, I was a broke college student. So I was just like, he's a really nice guy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And just, even throughout my pregnancy, we were on the best terms. But we would still look at little peanut videos on YouTube together and text back and forth. And I just didn't expect to take this tournament. So it just makes me really sad. But again, that's what makes me feel like I need to find a man that's ready to be a dad, because I want my daughter to have that. And I know I shouldn't think like that, because I could very well end up with the wrong person if I rush it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be like those women that marry the first man that wants to pay all their bills, and he turns out to be abusive and type shit. You know what I mean? Because I've met women like that.
Right. Yeah. But I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to have a father figure for your child, because I feel like every child deserves to have two parents there. And now Terrence, whoever I had to be a father figure, he'll have a second father figure. But I look at it as that's just more role models and examples of him for the type of man he needs, that I'm hoping to raise him to be, along with whoever I decide to marry. So
this is true.
Okay, so our kids have worn us out. And we're tired because we drank a very small amount of wine this week because we had kids on 10. But when you're a mom, that's what you do. You watch your kids and cook dinner and record a podcast and talk to your friends.
Terrence been on my lap.
Don't get as drunk as Nika said.
And Nika been switching between Malik and Mahari.
Right. My daughter.
Lord, help me.
I know, right? Nika been over here doing damn thing. And she had baby tea for a minute.
Yep.
I said, look at this mother working with her kids and holding somebody else's baby. Ain't that a mom?
I try.
But we gonna get out of here. What do y'all want for Mother's Day?
I want, this is another reason I'm mad, I want for my children's father to watch his kids without me having to ask him if it's an issue.
Right? Just call me and say.
I sounded real bitter when I said that. I'm sorry.
But you sounded like you want to let him know something real quick.
I do.
I hope you're listening right now.
Right? And her lips got tight when she said it.
She did. For Mother's Day, for me,
Just get my hair done.
Girl, you better ask for something more than that. It looks like you can afford that on your own. You keep it done.
No, I'll say, but I ain't been able to really keep. I've been keeping it together on myself, but I need to get back to my hairstyle. It's everything been off. But a spa day or just treat me to, like, getting a massage. I would love a massage, like, with the
that
little
would be
stones.
Wonderful. Massage envy. I bet they got some Mother's Day deals going on.
Yes, I would love all of that, like the full body, the stones, the little cucumber mask. I would love to do
a cute little man, a cute little chocolate man with little pecs and muscles,
honey.
And guns coming out.
Just let me know, like, you know, Miss Williams, I'm here to service you today.
Miss,
like,
Williams.
Hey, Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Give me a happy.
baby Terrence is turning up. Terrence said that's how I got here. So for Mother's Day,
he said ain't no fun if he's not there.
I know, right? For Mother's Day, I would like maybe a vacuum. Even if it's used, I'll take it. I just want one with attachment so I can get my nooks and crannies and get my stairs and stuff. A massage would also be great. I would love to have my car maybe cleaned out or detailed. And there was one other thing I wanted, but I can't remember what it was. If somebody could get my hair braided, you know?
I want some tennis shoes.
Oh, I want some tennis shoes, too. I need some tennis shoes, bad. Yeah, Nike's, Adidas, something. So
food
I can put it on.
Food is good, too. Just take it to
eat anyway.
Yeah,
but I would say I could eat food. I eat food every day.
I want to go to somewhere that I can't go myself right now.
True. I mean, true. I could take an expensive dinner, but I really have a pair of Nikes any day. So I could put on my leggings when I take Country to daycare. And the daddies be looking cute in their gray sweatpants and fresh kicks. So I could be like, hey, you got on your gray sweatpants and fresh kicks? I got on my leggings and fresh kicks. Can we do this or not?
Booty on fleek.
Okay. But no, I'm just kidding. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Mother's Day is coming up. We know you ladies work hard. Y'all go to work. Y'all take care of y'all kids and y'all man. And, you know, it's hard. But they love you. And I'm sure you love them. So we proud of you. We behind you. We doing this for you. Write us on our page and let us know what you think. Let us know what y'all want for Mother's Day. What y'all got for Mother's Day next week. Let us know if you want us to cover any topics or if you got any questions.
Let us know what you want to hear.
Give us your feedback, your input. We're always... And if you want to write us for some advice, we'll do that too.
Right. And we do want some open mail bag letters or whatever you call them. Because we want to know what y'all problems are so y'all can sound off too. Because
why y'all mad? Because we all mad.
Okay. And we all in this together. So we need to do it together. But that's all we got this week. Follow us on our Facebook page, Ladies Night. This is a podcast for moms. So we want the moms to listen in. Like I said, sound off. Tell us why you mad. Let us know what you think. Write us, all that good stuff. Thank you to everybody who listened to the first episode last week. We really do appreciate you. We love you guys. And just keep rocking with us. Y'all got anything else?
Nope. Happy Mother's Day, y'all.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, grandmothers. If you're a mother to someone else, right. Aunties.
Even if you didn't birth no kids, but you're still a mother through either an angel baby or your nieces, nephews, church people, whoever you mentor, whatever.
And just keep rocking with us. We appreciate all the support, guys.
All right, turn up. We about to get these kids to sleep and probably pass out ourselves because we tired and we had some wine. And it's almost 10 o'clock, so you know it's past our bedtime because we moms.
Yep.
You guys have a good week and tune in to Ladies Night next week. All right, peace.